direction of the Holy Ghost, I release this prayer over the men. Men of God, unto him, Jesus Christ, who love you and wash you from your sins in his own blood. He has made you a king and priest unto God, so the Father will be glorified. As the heavens open up, may the anointing of the high priest reign over you. For the Lord has said, that anointing shall surely be an everlasting priesthood anointing. Men of God, the Lord has summoned you to minister to him in the office of the high priest. As you minister to him, he will place the vision and ordinance of your home in your heart. As his king, may you walk in the full authority and dominion the Lord has given you. I remove the crown of pain and sorrow and shame off of you. By the authority of the Holy Ghost, I place a crown of righteousness, peace, and joy over you in Jesus' name. As I put my whole armor, I enter the spirit realm. I go to the place where death took place in you. The place where you stopped believing, where you stopped dreaming dreams, the place where you stopped seeing visions, where your prayer life has stopped escalating, the place where your vision died, the place where you just gave up. I remove the stone of death in your behalf, and I command resurrection power to be released over your dreams, vision, and prayer life. And I demand the grave clothes to loose you and let you go in Jesus' name. I prophesy to the dry places in your life. I release the river of Euphrates, the great and abounding river, to overflow in every areas of your life in Jesus' name. I prophesy that you will turn your attention from other sources to God, that he may gently place you on his breast as John has laid on Jesus' breast. As you rest on him, the Lord's glory is taking root in your empty and void places in you right now in Jesus' name. As you worship the Lord, I declare that your intimacy will intensify to another level by the fire of God. While you at his feet, you will learn to love out of the heart of God. I silence any demonic voices that is calling your name to oppress you demonically, to turn you away from your family, wife, children, ministry, and your place of destiny. I command those voices to silence in the name of Jesus. I remove every limitations and restriction that has been hindering your progress in the Lord. I curse the forces of hell that is warring against your destiny and purpose. I declare the Lord will show himself strong in you in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that any witchcraft power that is assigned to sit at the edge of your mind to cause confusion to be dismantled in the name of Jesus. Let the unsearchable riches of Christ overtake your mind and thoughts in Jesus' name. I bind the Pharaoh that has captured your liberty in Christ with the feathers and chains of the Lord. I drown that Pharaoh in the blood of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, I destroy all the weapons of the enemy that is formed against you. I trip all demonic horses and chariots that are pursuing you with the sword of the Lord. I tear down every satanic cage of anger and frustration that the enemy has built to keep you in a spiritual prison in the name of Jesus. By the authority of the Holy Ghost, I dispatch an army of destruction to any evil merchant that is making deals with Satan concerning your character. I send back all accusations, conspiracy, slander, and character assassination back to the evil merchant. Stamp, mission unaccomplished. Thank you, Jesus. I release the spirit of integrity to be a watchman over the door of your character. I strip off the breath of violence off of your attitude. I declare self-control will have its perfect work in you in the name of Jesus. I dispatch a seraphim archangel to bring forth a live coal from the altar of God to purge your lips from any iniquity, knowledge, life, comfort, and encouragement will be found in your lips. I say you will not trip over any plot, plans, and scheme of Jezebel. I stand in the office of God's prophet. I anoint you with the anointing of Jehu to pursue and kill the spirit of control and manipulation out of your life. I cut off any demonic strings that have tied you down to control and monitor your footstep. I declare your footsteps are ordered by the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I decree you will not follow the example of the wicked king of Ahab. By the power of the blood of Jesus, I release the anointing of Josiah upon you as the anointing run down from your head, upon your beard, down to the hem of your garment. Let that same order fall down in your household. As you follow Christ, man of God, your household will follow you. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Let that same precious anointing cause you to do war in your home. In the name of Jesus, you have been anointed with the power of God to bring down all evil altar in your household. burn up all evil scroll of disobedience and rebellion out of your house. Dismiss all evil gatekeepers, horoscope, and palm reading out of your house. Smash down all idols, false religion, all witchcraft monument and utensils. Man of God, put your foot on the neck of your household and the enemy and declare them to die, and they shall not rise again in your house. Take the authority of your home by force from the enemy through the spirit realm. Release a celebration of victory in your home. Celebrate that Jesus is Lord over your home. Make a new declaration in the atmosphere of your home. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I overthrow every foe that is attacking your destiny. I declare that they will stumble and fall. For the Lord has said to you, man of God, when you pass through the waters, he'll be there. When you walk through the fire, it shall not burn you, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Ah, my God. I splash the blood of Jesus to blind the eyes of any satanic agent assigned to torment you in your sleep. I pluck them out and all of their demonic activities. May your soul dwell in divine safety and peace as you sleep in the name of Jesus. Ah, my God. I frustrate any evil devourer that is eating up your storehouse. I break the curse of disobedience concerning your finances. And I reconnect you with your covenant with God through your tithe and offering as the head of your household. Ah, my God, my God. I release the sword of the Lord to destroy any sacred pillar in your life. You will not worship the work of your own hands. You will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God has promised everything shall be added unto you. Oh God. I terminate any unfruitful journey in your life in the name of Jesus. I activate the anointing to multiply and to be fruitful upon your finance 1,000 times more in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, God. My God, my God, my God. By the blood of Jesus, I enter your ancestors' womb and dismantle any evil altar of covenant that is sending destructive signals to contend against your gifts and calling in the name of Jesus. Ah, Jesus, my God, my God. I silence all satanic commands, instructions, and pronouncement in the spirit realm over your life in the name of Jesus. My God, I disconnect you from any old, dead, unholy relationship with your ancestors. I demolish any shrines, evil poles, evil oath that you are bound under. I put out the fiery vengeance of God upon them and declare them to burn to ashes. Ah, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. My God, my God. Man of God, you will no longer carry your family's sin, evil weight, evil name, or any evil mark in your body in the name of Jesus. I wash you with the blood of Jesus. As a man of God, you will not operate in the council of the ungodly, false prophets, and satanic apostles. But you shall live by every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God. Ah, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Ah, my God, my God, my God. In the realm of the spirit, I summon prophetic intercessors to stay on the wall in your behalf. I declare watchmen that are assigned to guard your gates will not sleep nor slumber. They will stay alert and sober in the name of Jesus. My God, I release the anointing of Abraham, Joshua, and Elijah to hover over you, to cause you to experience the raw power of the Holy Ghost upon your life. As your ways please God, may your legacy be holy and wealthy. In Jesus' name I pray. And Father, we thank you for the manifestation of this prayer over your men of God. We thank you, God, for activating every word over their lives. We thank you, God. We thank you for doing it, God. We celebrate the man of God tonight. We celebrate the man of God. We celebrate his life. We celebrate his life. We celebrate him in you, God. We celebrate his destiny. We celebrate his assignment. We celebrate the man of God. Man of God, we celebrate you tonight. We celebrate you tonight. We celebrate you tonight. My God, my God, my God. And Father, we thank you for doing it, God. We thank you for manifesting yourself supernaturally in the man of God. We thank you, God. My God, my God, my God. For making yourself strong in the man of God. We thank you, God. Holy Ghost, I trust you to hover over the man of God. I trust you to bring these words to pass. I trust you to do it, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you the praise. We give you all of the glory, for we know by faith that it is so. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Jesus.